In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello out there. I'm Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're continuing our message this week. We hope that you're enjoying it. We certainly are enjoying these pastoral epistles. And once again, we admonish and encourage everybody to talk to pastors and leaders everywhere and get them to tune in and write in for these messages. They certainly will benefit you.
Paul, like each of us, was chosen to be of benefit to others. God, listen, God has promises both of threats and damnation, but He also has promises of good news and salvation. And Paul understood his call was to proclaim the latter. The Old Testament, the prophets and all, I mean, they hardly ever had anything good to say to you or about you. When they come, everybody in town trembled. But that wasn't Paul's purpose. Paul was not hanging the flames of hell over people. It was not his message. That was not the message of the New Testament. That was not the message of the apostle. It was to introduce God's love to mankind. And that was the difference for Paul. Nobody had talked about the love of God up to that point. And God was sending the apostle Paul because you can't talk about the life of Christ without talking about His love for mankind. I said, you can't do it.
This is a wonderful verse of scripture, because sometimes you read through the Bible, you don't see anything, you know? You think it's just a salutation.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more than a salutation,
Lord, yes.
Because He says so much mm-hmm. in those few sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the
mm-hmm.
will of
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
According to the promise of life. Now, the promise of life could not be spoken by anybody who had not experienced life. This particular person not only experienced life, but he was caught up into heaven and told by Jesus Himself things that were to be, and some things that he was told that were not lawful for him to even say. I don't know why. But what was lawful for him to say filled up 2/3 of the New Testament. So the promise of life that he had was by personal experience and by the anointing of the Spirit of God and by the will of God. So he's writing this to Timothy. He says in the second verse, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son. But this sonship had to do with a spiritual relationship in which Paul was imparting to this young Timothy those things that he was able to impart, that God would allow him to impart. And down a little further, you'll see that at some point, Timothy had hands laid on him, and Paul was reminding him that things were imparted to him when those hands were laid on him. You understand what I'm saying? But there are people who are trying to collect sons. We have even heard of people coming into this area with their crusades and telling people that they knew were associated with us, you need to leave those people alone. They ain't doing nothing. Come and be my son. You know what the purpose is? All around the country, those people who are amassing these so-called sons together, those sons wind up supporting them financially. It's about money. But this relationship wasn't about money. This was about Jesus and Him crucified and Him to be spoken to the nations. My dearly beloved son. Then he says something that he said in a number of his letters. Grace, favor. Mercy, forgiveness. And peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise the Lord. He is saying to Timothy, I extend by the will of God, I extend to you, I impart to you grace, mercy, peace. He says who it's from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Divine favor, forgiveness, peace of mind, peace in your body. All right? Be yours as you undertake this that I am commanding you and encouraging you to do. And then in verse 3, he says, I thank God. Paul thanks God. He says, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers. Aha. You ask, why is he an apostle? Pastor Sarah just said it. He brought something to the table. He had been serving God since his forefathers, since he was a Jew. He was a Jew and a pedigreed Pharisee, if you want to call him that. All right? And he had served God with such a zeal that he was running around wreaking havoc on this new church that at the time was called The Way. But he did it in ignorance. But God will use your ignorance and convert it into knowledge. It appears as if God uses people who have already been invested with certain attributes. And then he takes those attributes and he uses those attributes. So there's no sense of you sitting there thinking with your mild-mannered self that you're going to become Pastor Sarah. With her boldness and her assertiveness, because you won't. But whoever you are, and whatever you are, and whatever you have, and whatever you've done, and wherever you've been, and whatever you have experienced, God will take that thing and mold it into something that is especially you. That can do things that she can't do, I can't do, no, Ministers Lewis cannot do, because it's appointed unto you. That's why that little song says, make me an instrument. Make me an instrument of mercy. Make me an instrument of praise. Because God will take what you are and who you are and make something of it. So he says to this young Timothy, and we know that Timothy had some problems. Because Timothy must have had a problem of being kind of, you know, not as bold as Paul and kind of, I don't know about this thing, you know. And Paul is encouraging him in these later verses not to be fearful, see. But he speaks in an authoritative, powerful voice. Grace and mercy and peace be unto you. And then he says, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience. Isn't that an interesting statement? How can he serve God with a pure conscience when he sent letters to Damascus to get people, you know, put in jail? And the scripture said he wreaked havoc on the church. But he says here, I thank God who I serve with a pure conscience. Why? Because when he came into the knowledge of the truth, the same zeal that he persecuted the church with, he began to go after the devil with. And invest himself into other people like Timothy. Right? And then he said, I thank God whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing, incessantly, always, I remember you in my prayers, night and day. So what's happening here? Paul didn't just say, you're my son, you know, follow after me, help me, do whatever. He said, I am praying for you night and day, yes, that the spirit and power and anointing of God to fulfill his plan and purpose for you will be manifest in your life. And I pray it all the time. And people say, why you had to pray over and over and over and over and over? Paul was so insistent. He was so dedicated to keeping Timothy in God's face. Mm-hmm. 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 till they prayed for him all the time. Got up in the morning, God, here's Timothy. Mm-hmm. Remember Timothy? God, here's Timothy. He's young, but here's Timothy. He's committed. He's young, but I'm teaching him everything I know. Hands have been laid on him. Gifts are in him. God, here's Timothy. Tonight, here's Timothy again. In the morning, here's Timothy. God couldn't get away from Paul reminding him that he had to support Timothy and what he'd been called to do. I never ceased. And he says it in Ephesians and he says it in Colossians. I do not cease to give thanks for you in my prayers. Praise the Lord.
As I said, Paul's message was to introduce God's love to mankind. Why do you think Paul was selected for that purpose? He had experienced it firsthand. Absolutely. What is hearing? Well, first of all, you can't preach and teach and share the love of God to another person unless and until you have experienced it yourself. I mean, it's very superficial. But that's why I get so happy. That's why I get so joyful. When I think back to where I was and how God loved me and brought me to where he is, where I am now, that makes me happy. I can't explain it to anybody, but I'm not going to be moved by anything because I already have experienced the love of God, and I want to tell you about his love.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the Internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and his word will work for you.